请我们大家翻开圣经，我们来读两处的经文。
Could you please turn your Bible to the Bible will be reading two passages.
第一处是在路加福音第十八章。
The first one is in Luke chapter 18.
路加福音第十八章第十五节到十七节。
Verse 15 to 17.
路加福音第十八章第十五节。
The Gospel according to Luke chapter 18, verse 15.
有人抱着自己的婴孩来见耶稣，要他摸他们，门徒看见就责备那些人。
Then they also brought infants to him that he might touch them, but when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them.
耶稣却叫他们来说，让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在神国的正是这样的人。
But Jesus called them to him and said, Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God.
我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。
Assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it.
接下来在罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
第十三节到十四节
Verses 13 and 14
罗马书第十章十三节到十四节
Romans chapter 10 verse 13 and 14
因为凡求告主名的就必得救
For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved
然而人未曾信他怎能信他呢怎能求他呢未曾听见他怎能信他呢没有传道的怎能听见呢
Verse 14 How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?
耶稣说凡要承受神国的若不像小孩子断不能进去
Jesus says whoever wants to receive the kingdom of God can never enter it unless he is turned into a child.
这节经文的英文翻译是这样的
And this is how it goes in the English translation.
人如果不像小孩子那样接受神的国就绝对不能进神的国
Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it.
人如果不像小孩子那样接受神的国就绝对不能进神的国
Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it.
为什么人非要像小孩子那样接受神的国才能进去呢
Why does man have to be converted and become as children to be able to enter into the kingdom of God?
我们基督徒常对别人也对自己讲
We Christians often say this to others and also to ourselves.
人只要简单的相信就够了
As long as you have the simple faith, that's enough.
问题是什么是简单的相信
Then the question is, what is the simple faith to believe simply?
人怎么样才能简单的相信
Then how can man actually have the simple faith?
我想为了能够明白更清楚地明白这些问题
Now for the sake of understanding these issues better
我想我们先来看人相信神的整个过程
We should consider first the whole process of which that man become to believe in God.
然后我们再来看这个过程里边，小孩子和大人究竟有什么区别
And then we will see in the process what's the difference between adults and children.
最后，大人怎么样像小孩子那样接受神的国
And lastly, how can adults like children receive the kingdom of God?
神的国接受神的国就是接受神国的福音
To receive God's kingdom is to receive God's gospel
首先我们来看相信神的第一步是什么
Now let's consider what's the very first step to believe in God
我们都知道一切的信心都是从神开始的
We know all the faith originates from God
人相信神并不是因为基督徒很有爱心或者传道人讲得非常好你受了感动。
Men can believe in God, not because people, Christians have so much love or a preacher, shares such a fascinating message.
除非这个感动是从神来的。
So you're so touched. No, unless this urging comes from God.
怎么样讲呢？
Now, how do we mean? What do we mean?
我想从宏观的或者从大的角度先来看。
Now, I would like to consider this from a broad view first.
是神差派耶稣基督来到这个地上成为人。
It is God who sent Jesus Christ to this world to become man.
然后他被钉死在十字架上，使人就可以脱离罪恶和死亡。
And then Jesus crucified on the cross so that people could be delivered from sin and death.
凡要相信的就可以得救，就可以进神的国。
Then whoever believes shall be saved and enter the kingdom of God.
这个就是神国的福音。
And this is the gospel of the kingdom of God.
圣经在2000年前就告诉我们这个福音已经传遍了天下传到了地极。
2000 years ago, the Bible has declared that this gospel has been preached to all the corners of the world into the end of the world.
就像天上的卫星发射的信号已经覆盖了整个地面一样。
Just like the signs from satellites that have been sent out have covered all the world.
问题是在于在座的你和我，一个个活在地上具体的人。
The question is, you and I, every single living person in this world, a solid true person.
这位宇宙的创造者，上帝神，还必须亲自的、单独的对我们每一个具体的人做开启的工作。
Has we heard the revelation word from the God, the creator of this whole universe? Have we heard his voice?
我每一个人的心就好像是一个个电视的卫星天线，小耳朵我们所说的。
It's like each one of us heart is just like the dish of the satellite.
都必须要从神单独的接受那个信号。
Each one of us has to receive the signals individually.
我们都知道卫星天线无处不在，是不是
？We all know that satellite signals exist everywhere.
但是，除非这个小耳朵对准了那个卫星，否则的话收不到信号的。
But unless the dish is direct toward the satellite, you won't be able to receive the signal.
同样，寻求神的人也必须要把自己的心对准神。
Likewise, everyone who seeks after the Lord has to direct your heart right to the God, to our God.
那么神怎么样来单独的开启我们呢？
Now how does God open our heart individually?
这个问题非常非常复杂。
This is such a complicated question.
因为我们人不会像电视小耳朵长得都是千篇一律的，对不对？
Because our hearts are not like the satellite dishes, they look all the same.
在神的眼里面，每一个人都是独特的。每一个人神都要用独特的方式来开启他们。
And inside of God, every individual is unique, and God will use a specific unique way to open that person's heart.
记得第一次我遇见主耶稣的时候，就是因为别人讲了一句话。
I remember the very first time I met my Lord Jesus Christ, it's because some saying from a certain person.
耶稣基督是活着的，只要有心的人就可以见到他。
That person said, Jesus Christ is living. Whoever has the heart would be able to see him.
这句话当时一下就进到我的心里来了。
And that statement right away entered into my heart.
所以我就真的想要见耶稣。
So I really wanted to see Jesus.
我就开始祷告祈求有一个月之久。
So I started praying. I sought after him for a whole month.
一个月以后我两次见到我们的主。
And after that month, twice, I actually saw my Lord.
神可以用各样的方式来开启我们。
So God can use different ways to enlighten us.
或者像今天这样的福音聚会。
Like today, we have the gospel outreach meeting.
我很多年前，我太太刚到美国没多久。
Now, many years ago, right after my wife came to the States,
就有人盛情地邀请他去参加福音聚会，那个时候是个福音营的福音聚会。
And some people invited her warmly to join us at a gospel outreach conference meeting.
他想反正又不用我出钱的带着孩子去玩一玩有什么不好对不对
So my wife thought, well, this is great. I don't have to pay anything. I'll just bring my children to have fun there.
那是在外面、啊、要开车很远的地方去要在那住好几天的时间。
Now conference site was quite far away from where she lived and it took several hours driving to go there and stay there for several days.
所以去了以后几天下来台上讲什么他没有什么印象。
So after these days of conference, my wife had no idea what was being preached about at that conference.
直到最后一天,
Until the very last day,
她看见很多人在游泳池里边受浸,
she saw so many people being baptized in a swimming pool.
一下非常感动, 非要跟着下去受浸不可。
All of a sudden, she was so touched, she had to go into the pool to be baptized.
神还可以记着我们日常生活中非常小非常小的事微不足道平时间常常看见的
And God could owe you so many ordinary things so trivial that have been happening around us
有一个福音朋友早晨起来跑步
One gospel friend woke up one morning and he started jogging
跑着跑着他脑子里面就想起他前不久听过的福音
While he was joggingthe gospel he heard not too long ago came to his mind.
突然就有几只鹿跳在他的路中间来挡着他的路。
All of a sudden, there are quite a few deer stop this person right in the middle of the road.
他一下感动得简直不行了。
All of a sudden, he was so touched.
因为在他回想的福音故事里面正好讲到鹿的事情。
Because the gospel story he was thinking aboutspoke about something about the deer.
这样的故事非常非常的多。
And there are so many stories like this.
每一个人在神的眼里边都是独特的。
So we know that every single one is unique in the sight of God.
神都会用独特的方式来开启你，来触摸你，来感动你。
So God will use a very unique way to enlighten you, to touch upon you, to inspire you.
接下来是信神的第二步。
Now,be considering the second step of believing in God.
就是听到神福音的人，心里边被神所开启、所感动的人，必须要对神做出回应。
That is those who have heard the gospel of God, who have been touched upon, and who have been inspired by God, have to have some response.
大家注意到没有？我们刚才读的罗马书第十章第十三节到十四节。
Have you noted that Romans chapter 10, verse 13 and 14 we just read?
在那里，神告诉了我们相信神的整个过程。
There, God declares to us the whole process of believing God.
相信神的第一步就是别人把福音传到我们的耳朵里，神又在我们的心里面做开启的工作。我们里边的耳朵，外面的耳朵听到了人讲话，心里的耳朵听见了神讲话。
Now, the first step is people would bring the gospel to us, so our ears have heard that gospel, our hearts are touched.
接下来的是第二步。
And the second step after God has spoken to us,
就是相信然后祈求。
Is believe and ask.
相信是在人的心里，祈求是在人的口里。
Believing is in a person's heart, asking is in a person's mouth.
这就是人的回应。
And this is man's reaction to God.
第三步呢?
The third step
就是得救进神的国。
Is to be saved into the kingdom of God.
简单吗?
Isn't it simple?
非常简单,对不对?
Very simple.
而且还可以告诉大家。
And I also want to tell you.
第一步你除了带这个心来听以外，你根本不需要做任何的事情。
For the very first step, you just have to bring your heart. You don't really have to do anything.
是别人把福音传给你，然后是神在你的心里边来感动你。
It is others who have brought the gospel to you. It is God who has been working in your heart to be touched.
第三步，更不需要你做任何的事情。
As to the third step, you don't even have to do anything whatsoever.
唯有神可以使人得永生，可以得救，可以进神的国。
It is God who will give man eternal life to be saved to go into the kingdom of God.
最关键的是的第二步。
So the most critical point is the second step.
当你听到福音，你心里边受感动，你要不要相信？要不要接受？
After you have heard the gospel of God and you have been touched,
Now, do you want it? Do you want to believe in him?
今天我们大家来到这里听福音。
Today we all come here to listen to this gospel.
而且外面还下着雨。
And outside it's raining.
如果不是别人强逼你来，或者说是别人骗你来的话。
Well, if it's not that you've been compelled by others or you've been duped by others to come here.
说明你是真是想要来认识了解我们的神，对不对？
Then it tells me that you really want to know to understand our God. Am I right?
这就相当于好像卫星的小卫星天线对准了卫星。
It's just like the dish now of the satellite has been placed right to the satellite.
也许神借着一句话两句话，你里边好像有点感觉。
Maybe through one or two words of God that you seem to have certain feeling in your heart now.
但是我们的神绝不强迫人，从来不强迫人。
However, our God has never compelled others, anybody.
除非你现在向他做出回应，否则这个感动很快就没了。
And unless right now you would react to this touching, and very soon this touching will be gone.
我们基督徒在这方面的经历是最多的。
And we Christians have so many experiences in this respect.
我记得我刚信主的那段时间。
I remember during the first days when I first believed in the Lord.
有时候神会感动我，让我去参加祷告聚会。
Sometimes God will touch my heart and telling me to go to the prayer meetings.
祷告聚会一般是在晚上，然后是基督徒们聚集在一起，为着没有信主的朋友，也为着我们自己，为着教会祷告。
Prayer meetings are usually held at night, and we will be praying about ourselves, praying about for the church and for all the gospel friends who haven't been saved yet.
因为那个时候我在上学，累了一天，回到家里哈，甚至就想坐在家里躺在沙发上看看电视，等着吃饭，真是不想动。
And at that time, I was just a student. After I worked so hard for the whole day, when I went home, I just wanted to relax, sitting on the couch, watching TV. I didn't want to move at all.
我就跟神说：“神，我们好不好？我们来抓阄。
”And I told God that God.How about we just do this by lottery?
我就做了两张一模一样的纸片，一张纸片上写着去，一张纸片上写着不去。
So I made out two pieces of a paper. They look exactly the same. On one of it, I would say I'll go to the prayer meeting. The other said no, I won't go.
然后我把它揉成两个小纸团，然后我说神啊，如果你真的想要我去呢，你当然要让我抓着那个去的纸条，对不对？
And I crumbled the two pieces of paper, and I told God, God, if you really want me to go, of course you will make me choose the very piece of paper that says I should go.
这个有圣经依据的，我后来才知道。
And later on, I know this is biblical.
所以我就跟神祷告完，我就取一张出来，打开一看，你们猜是什么？
And after I prayed to God, and then I just took one of the two crumbled balls piece of paper, and guess what I got?
去。
Go.
我看了看，又想一想，我说神，我听弟兄姊妹讲，因为我那个时候不熟悉圣经，你要辅导人出去做事要做两次的。
And at that time, I look at the piece of paper. I say, God, being that I didn't know the Bible so well, but I heard other people say, if you want somebody, call somebody to do something, you will do it twice.
所以我就把又揉起来，然后说神再来一次。
So I crumble the piece of paper again and think.
我打开来看
God, let's do it again.
取一个打开来看是什么
I pick one of those and open the paper.
不去
It says, don't go.
我看看我就糊涂了。我说 and, 神你究竟是要我干什么
And I got confused looking at a piece of paper. God, what exactly you want me to do?
所以我说我们三打二胜然后再来一次。
And I say this is a 2 out of 3.
你可以
do it again.
你可以找这样理由一直下去，我可以到后来根本不是真的感动，是统计概率，对不对
？And you could do this the same act over and over again. And at the end, I could tell you this is not the calling of God. It's simply some statistical reading.
我告诉你是真的，而且我经常跟神这样做。
And what I told you is true, and I did this a lot.
圣经讲到3400年前的以色列人这样说。
And the Bible records that 3,400 years ago, the Israelites said this.
他说有福音传给他们，给传给后来的人是一样的。
The gospel that had been preached to them is the same as the gospel is being preached to people that came afterward.
3,400年前的以色列人就已经听到了神的福音了。
So the Israelites heard the gospel of God 3,400 years ago.
和我们现在听到的是一样的。
And that's the same gospel that today we are hearing.
但是圣经怎么说的呢？
But what does the Bible teach?
他们所听见的对他们毫无益处。
What they heard did not profit them.
因为他们没有用信心去和听见的东西调和在一起。
Because they did not use faith to combine with what they have heard.
用我们今天的话来说，就是没有用信心去相信、去接受、去回应。
Now in today's terminology, simply that we did not receive it by faith to respond it.
那么接下来，我们在这个信神的过程中
，and then in the whole process of believing God.
大人和小孩究竟区别在哪里？
What's the difference between adults and children?
就在这关键的第二步。
It's in this very critical second step.
人相信，人向神祈求。
That is, men believe, men have to ask God.
耶稣告诉我们说，我实在的告诉你们，人如果不像小孩子那样接受神的国，就绝不能进去。
Jesus said, "Assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a child will by no means enter it."
当神的福音进到我们的耳朵里，进到我们的心里，我们能不能像小孩子那样去接受，就决定神要不要做第三步。
Now, when we hear the gospel that enters into our ears, into our heart,whether we want to believe him or not, we'll decide whether God wants to take the third step.
就是他要不要让我们得救进神的国。
That is whether he wants to save us into his kingdom.
很多年来我一直在教会里边教孩子，跟孩子上课，就是我们所说的主日学。
For many years, I have been teaching children Sunday school.
我常常有机会问孩子们，你们信不信主耶稣？
And I often have the chance to ask children, do you believe in Jesus Christ?
我可以告诉大家，到目前为止还没有一个小孩子对我说要等退休以后再说。
And I can tell you all, up to now, none of them would say, I'll think about it after I retire.
因为现在小孩子非常忙的，又要上学，又要学钢琴，学小提琴，学画画，游泳，还有什么，学中文，还要学各种补习课，还有好多好多的事情要做。
Today's children are so busy. They have to go to school. They have to learn piano, violin. They have to learn swimming. Take up different extracurricular classes.
所以他们圣经也没看完一遍，然后也不明白。
So they haven't finished reading the whole Bible yet, and they haven't totally understood it either.
要是真是有这样孩子对我讲，我一定会找到父母亲说，你的孩子是个天才。
Yeah, should there a child who had gone through the Bible once, I would right away find that child's parents. I would tell them that your child is a genius.
唯有一次我被拒绝。
Only one time I was rejected.
而且是小姐妹两个。
And there are two little sisters.
当我问孩子们，你们要不要信主耶稣的时候，
When I ask the children, do you want to believe in Lord Jesus?
那个妹妹五六岁左右，举起手来说她要信耶稣。
The little sister, who was about 5 or 6 years old, raised up her hand, saying, I want to believe in Jesus.
姐姐使劲拉着她说，你不能信，因为回家爸爸妈妈要骂的。
And the older sister said, holding tight of her hand, saying, don't do that, and our parents would scold us.
相不相信神对于孩子来说都是非常简单的事，对不对？
So to children, whether to believe or not to believe God is a very simple thing.
就像圣经里边说的，在我们的嘴边，在我们的嘴里，在我们的心里。
Just as the Bible teaches that it's just in your mouth, in your heart.
心里相信，口里承认就可以得救。
Because if you believe in your heart and confess it with your mouth, you will be saved.
当然在我们大人的眼里，小孩子的相信是很肤浅的。
Of course, in our adults' eyes, that the children's belief seems to be so superficial.
因为你很难说孩子是受了神的感动，或者说孩子简单的想要回答我的问题而已。
It's hard to distinguish whether the children are really being touched by God or the children simply want to give me an answer.
在我们的眼里边，孩子懂什么呢？
In our sight, what do children know?
连那些门徒们不是也责备那些把父母亲把自己的婴孩带到主的面前来，让主摸他，门徒就责备他们：你们抱开，摸什么摸？浪费主的时间，对不对？
Even disciples rejected those parents who brought their infants for the Lord to bless them. The disciples would tell the parents to go away, take away the infants, don't bother our Lord's time.
但是也许我们不知道，信心的种子已经种下去了。
But we don't know, maybe the seed of law, faith had already been planted.
我们在教会里边常常听到已经年长的长辈们对我们说，他说我们小很多人都这样说过，他说主要是我们小的时候去过教会学校，或者说去过教会。
At our church, a lot of elderly people would tell us that, when I was young, I had gone to the Christian school or to church.
美国有一个很有名的科学杂志的主编在一篇社论里边这样写。
In America, there is a very famous scientific journal whose editor-in-chief once wrote this in the editorial.
他说实在让人想不通，在今天的美国仍然有这么多的人相信神创造了宇宙，神创造了人。
He says it's really beyond understanding. Today, there's so many people who have believed God has created the universe and created man.
他说都是因为从小教育的结果。
And he says that this is all because of the childhood education.
如果要改变现状，我们必须从现在起就在孩子的教育里边告诉他们要相信科学，要相信进化论。
To change the status quo, we have to start from today in our education to tell them to believe in science.
看到没有？无神论者也知道，从小要让孩子相信，知道吗？孩子根本就不懂什么是进化论。
So do you see that even the atheists know that they have to educate the children while they are young? They have no idea what is the evolution about.
那么对于我们大人，我们相信神，为什么这么困难呢？
But as to us adults, why is it so difficult to believe in God?
在2600年前，就有一位以色列的先知叫以赛亚。
2600 years ago, there is this prophet called Isaiah.
他传福音，这个以色列人不听他的，他就跑到神的面前给神感叹说。
He preached the gospel to all the Jews, but they did not believe in God. So he had such a response before God, and he sighed like this.
他给神说，主啊，我们传的有谁相信呢？
He said to God that, Lord, whom have believed our report?
要知道那个时候还没有科学，更不用说进化论了。
You know, at that time, there is no such a thing called science, not to mention this evolution.
为什么我们大人相信这么困难？
Why is it so difficult for us to believe?
因为在我们大人的心目中有一个障碍。
Because in adults' mind, there is this obstacle.
是一棵大树。是一棵大树。
It's a big tree.
我们都知道，如果是在卫星和天线之间有一棵大树挡着的话，
We all know that if should there is this tremendous tree between satellite and the dish.
那么这个卫星天线怎么能够正常的吸收信号，把它转变成稳定的清晰的电视图像呢？
Then how can this dish receive this steady signals and turn it to visible images?
人心目中这个大树叫做分别善恶树。
And in man's heart, there is this big tree called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
它乃是影响我们人相信神最根本的原因。
It's the most, the very fundamental reason that affects us how we believe in Him.
当初亚当夏娃偷吃分别善恶树的果子的时候。
Now, in the very beginning, when Adam and Eve, they stole the fruit from the tree of life.
是因为受了撒旦的引诱。
When they stole the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they were seduced by Satan.
要他们怀疑神说的话。
So they doubted the God's word.
神说，你们吃这个分别善恶树上的果子的那一天必定死。
Because God told them, on the very day you eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will die.
撒旦说不一定死。
And Satan said, not necessarily so.
而且你们来吃完以后还能和神一样能够分辨善恶。
He told them, after you've eaten of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you'll be like God, to be able to tell good from evil.
知道吗？ 要是这样的话, 你们就不会再像小孩子那样, 凡事都依靠神他老人家了, 他够忙的。
So Satan told them, well, if you're able to do so, you don't have to depend on the old man God. You could do anything by yourself.
大家注意到没有? 吃分别善恶树的果子一开始的动机就是怀疑神的话。
So the motive of eating the fruit from the tree of knowledge of evil is doubting God's word.
今天我们这些亚当的后代,
now today, we as descendants of Adam and Eve,
我们也从遗传接受了这个分别善恶树上的果子。
Through tradition, we also have received this fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
知道吗? 怀疑神, 成了我们天性的一个部分。
Do you know this? Doubting God has now become part of human nature.
很多年前, 我们中间有一位朋友,
Many years ago, there is a friend among us.
我在座很多人都认识他。
And I believe a lot of you sitting here know him.
人非常聪明, 是北京大学毕业的。
He's so smart. He graduated from Beijing University.
他有一次还对我说,
At one time, he even said this to me.
他说如果是要没有神的话, 人要活在这个地上, 是没有, 到最终是没有意义, 没有盼望的。
He told me that if there is no God, then the ultimate end of living in this world is without meaning, with no purpose, without hope.
但是每一次当我们聚集在一起, 我们来分享福音的时候,
But every time when we got together to share on the gospel,
他几乎都会问一个问题。
He almost definitely he would pose this question.
为什么在旧约神要杀这么多的人?
Why in the Old Testament God had to kill so many people?
他说要是杀成年人还情有可原，因为很多人就是该杀嘛。
He said it makes sense to kill all the adults because they deserve to be killed.
可是那些孩子们，尤其是那些婴孩，还有那些牲畜，他们犯了什么罪？
What about children? What about infants and those livestock? What sins did they commit?
为什么神要对他们也斩尽杀绝呢?
Why did God would utterly destroy them all?
现在在我们公司也有一位这样在牛角尖里的同事。
And there is one colleague of mine at my company also, he's been stuck in that same corner.
很凑巧,他也是北京大学化学系毕业的,而且人也是非常聪明。
What a coincidence, he is also graduated from Beijing University and also very, very intellect.
当然跟北京大学本身没有什么关系。
Of course, this has nothing to do with the university.
每次我们聚集在一起的时候,他必定要问。
So every time when we come together, this is the same question he will definitely ask, he has to ask.
为什么地震？为什么火山？为什么艾滋病？为什么癌症？为什么911？为什么同性恋？为什么这个？为什么那个？
He would ask why do we have this volcano earthquake, 9/11, AIDS? Why this? Why that?
大家知道吗？分别善恶树对大人的影响远远超过孩子。
So do you all know this? The impact of the tree of the knowledge of evil on adults exceeds far, far greater than that on children.
因为在孩子的心里面, 这个树可能才刚刚发芽, 还没有长大成熟。
Because in children's mind, this tree probably is just budding, hasn't been fully grown yet.
这就是为什么孩子们在分辨好坏善恶的时候, 往往要靠大人。
And this is why children need to depend on adults to tell good from bad, to tell evil from good things.
父母亲往往信什么，孩子就跟着信什么。
Children will believe whatever their parents do.
我在很多看见过好多偶像的场所，那个父母亲在那儿拜，那个小孩子拜得更虔诚。
I've been to many idol worship places, and I observed that children would worship the idols even more devoutly than their parents.
连圣经也这样说，小孩子不能够分辨好歹、善恶都还没有做出来。
And even the Bible teaches us that children could not tell good from evil and bad from good.
我们成年人虽然有了分别善恶的能力,
Now we adults, although we have the ability to distinguish good from bad,
可是知道吗? 神和撒旦的面前。
But before God and Satan.
在真的善和真的恶的面前。
Before the true evil and the true good.
在错综复杂的各种宗教的面前。
In this complicated various kinds of religions.
我们有限的分辨能力根本就不知道什么是是是非非真真假假。
Our limited ability to distinguish cannot tell what is true, what is false, what is good, what is bad.
在我们公司附近有一个中国人的教会。
Now there is a Chinese church near my company.
名字叫做真耶稣教会。
And the name of the church is the True Church of Jesus.
我当时看到我就在想他为什么要加个真字在那里。
And as I was looking at the sign, I said, why did they add this true to the name of the church?
能够使我们大家想起什么？如果从北京来的人想起什么？
Does this remind you of anything, all of you who come from Beijing?
或者尤其是上一辈的人应该知道。
All the older people probably would know this.
王妈子剪刀店。知道吗？
王妈子剪刀店。
Yeah.
Okay, this is a shop that sells scissors.
Yes, yes.
And its name is called 王妈子 ，Madam Wang.
Yeah, 王妈子脸上有那个，不管是没关系吧。王麻子。
王。The store is named after a person named Wang, and it has a lot of freckles in her face.
那是在旧社会的北京啊。
And that's in the old society in Beijing.
不是 old society, 我们说我们大陆的语言 old society 不是旧社会，就是你们国民党政府之前的社会。
Well, that's when we say old society for those who come from China, mean that it's in the political entity before this nationalist party came along.
我们叫解放前，换一个词。
Or to say as before the deliberation.
Yeah, from 国民党。
From the nationalist 国民党。
对不起哈，说起来，这个王妈子剪刀店呢，它剪刀质量非常好，所以一出来的话，大家都非常喜欢用它。
Now all the scissors produced by this shop and they all had such wonderful, very good quality. So once they put out the product, everybody came to buy them.
所以你知道我们中国人最擅长什么？
So do you know what we Chinese are most good at?
马上周围就出现了很多王妈子剪刀店。
Right away, there are so many coffee shops coming up.
用今天的话来说，那叫山寨店。我知道广网络化了。
In today's word, it's just a
copycat. 对。那么，那原来那个店子，因为它只有它的质量好啊，所以它为了维持它的产品的声誉，就只好在自己的那个招牌上写上“真王妈子剪刀店”。
And for that original shop, in order to maintain the quality of their store, so they have to distinguish them from the rest of the shops, so they would add a true to their shop title.
但是如果你能够加一个真。那别人呢？别人可以加两个、加三个，是真的。后来就出现什么真真真王妈子剪刀店出来了。
And since you can put a true scissors shop to your company's title, others could come up with the same idea. Now I'm going to add two truths to my name of my shop, and whereas other people would say, now I can do triple of the truth to my shop.
到了最后，谁还分得清楚谁是真的，谁是假的？
And in the end, nobody is able to tell who is the original from the other copycat.
所以王妈子剪刀店就没有了。
In the end, the true original scissor shop disappeared.
不要以为我们人有了分辨善恶的能力，我们就能够不像小孩子那样受骗上当了。
Don't you ever think that we adults supposedly are having the ability to tell good from bad?Will not be duped or taken in by others.
如果我们今天信李信法轮功的话，我们是上了李洪志的当。
Today, if you believe in Falun Gong, then you've been taken in by the leader, 李洪志。
如果我们信科学的话
，But if you believe in science,
我们是上科学家的当。
And we've been taken in by scientists.
而且科学家自己也上当。
But even the scientists themselves are being duped.
我们小的时候。科学家告诉我们 宇宙是无限的，对不对？
Now, when we were young, do you remember this? Scientists would tell us this universe is boundless.
连马克思、恩克斯这种人类最有智慧的人也都信以为真，所以在他著作里边到处都引用。
Even as Marx and Engels, they were so famous. So in their writings, they would recite the same statement.
今天连高中生都知道宇宙是有限的。
But today, even high school students know that the universe actually is very limited.
当然科学将来怎么样变来变去的我们也不知道了。
But of course, we don't know much about all the debates among scientists.
因为我是学科学的，我知道我们经常改变我们的理论的。
Because I myself am a scientist, and I do know this. We often refute what we have claimed before.
归根到底，如果我们人要是不信神的话，我们是上了撒旦的当。
But it all boils down to this. If we do not believe in God, we are taken in deceived by Satan.
而最可惜的是撒旦长什么样我们都不知道。
And the most pity of this all is that what does Satan look like? We don't know.
这叫做高手，对不对？
And this is supposed to the high scheming of Satan.
但是还有更高手。
But there is something evenhigher scheming than this.
圣经说神要彻底的清除撒旦，就是 undo 撒旦和分别善恶树在我们人身上的流毒。
And that's what God will be doing, that is, God will totally undo the poison of Satan of everything has done to us.
神怎么做？
How would he do it?
我们来看几节圣经啊，非常清楚。
Now that's three few passages of the Bible.
在哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1, they would tell us about this point so distinctly. First Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章第十九节。哥林多前书第一章第十九节，就如经上所记，我要秘诀智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 19, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.
第二十一节，世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人当作愚拙的道理，拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。
Verse 21, for since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe.
神就乐意用人当作愚拙的道理。这个愚拙的道理是什么？
It pleased God through the foolishness of the message. What is this message?
就是神国的福音，就是钉十字架的。耶稣基督。
This is the gospel of the kingdom of God, and this is Christ Jesus crucified.
我们再来看二十七节。
Let's now read verse 27.
神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。第二十八节，神又拣选世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。
Verse 27, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not to bring to nothing the things that are.
问大家一个问题，谁是这世上愚拙的？谁是这世上软弱的？
Let me ask you this question. Who are the foolish, the weak in this world?
难道不是就是我们今天所讲的小孩子们吗？
Isn't that the children we've been talking about today?
那么最后的问题。
Now the last question.
我们大人，我们这些有智慧的，我们这些强壮的人，怎么样才能成为小孩子那样去接受神的福音，接受神给我们的感动呢？
It's all of us who are supposedly have wisdom, who are strong, could come to the point that we will receive the gospel of God and to receive the urging from Him.
这个问题可能因人而异，所以我不想在这儿过多的解答。
Well, this question probably varies depending on whom we're talking about, so I would not like to spend more time on explaining this issue.
我想留给各位如果有心的话去自己去思想去。
So I would like to present this question to all of you who have a heart on this question. Let you to think about it.
不过我给大家一点提示。
However, I would like to give you a hint.
在马太福音第十八章一到三节。
That's in Matthew chapter 18, verses 1-3.
马太福音十八章一到三节，你没必要去读哈。我想只是大家如果有心的话，可以去看。
You don't have to read the verses, but if you're interested in this, you could just read them for yourselves.
耶稣在那里说，你们如果不回转，变成小孩子的样式，就绝不得进天国。
There Jesus said that, surely I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
你们若不回转。
If you're not converted, why is it we have to be converted?
因为我们每一个人都是从小孩子长大的。
Because every one of us starts from a child and then growing up.
我们都可能应该知道小孩子是怎么样的。
So we are supposed to know what children are like.
可以告诉大家一个很有趣的现象。
Now, let me tell youabout this so interesting phenomena about them.
很多很多的人
So many people.
就在他们快要信主之前的一段时间，或者说刚刚信主以后的一段时间里面。
Right in the period before they believe in the Lord, or right after they believe in the Lord.
突然人一下子，我讲的是大人，一下子变得跟孩子一样。
And here I'm talking about adults. All of a sudden they become like children.
那段时间的大人是最可爱的时候。
Actually, the adults in that period of time are the most lovable ones.
当然有很多老的基督徒到一直还维持在神的面前，甚至在人的面前这么一个单纯的孩子般的心。
Of course, there are older Christians for all these years maintain this simple heart before man and before God as that of children.
前不久我收到一个弟兄的一个电子邮件，他是发给很多人的，像在座的人可能都收到，很多人都收到了。
Not long ago, I received an email from a brother who has sent out the same email to many of us. Maybe you have also received it.
在他的电子邮件这么说。
In his email, he said.
他说有人发现把一个洋葱切开来。放在房间里边。
And according to him, that somebody has come to this research that if you cut off a scallion and put it in the room temperature,
如果这样的话，你就可以防止禽流感、猪流感，什么流感都可以防止，不得感冒了。
And that will preserve you from all kinds of cold illness, whether it's avian or any other kind of sickness.
我收到这个 email 这个电子邮件的时候，心里就在想。
After I received this email, in my heart, I was thinking.
我说中国人总是有美好的盼望。
Chinese always have this wonderful hope.
总是想找到一个方法能够医治百病。
They always want to find the cure for all kinds of ailments.
我们家里的冰箱里边，你知道吗？我岳父岳母上次来就跟我太太一个配方，是一种黑不溜秋的一种膏。
Do you know, right now in my refrigerator, my father and mother-in-law, when they came from China, they gave us something. It's dark looking, a ball-like thing in my refrigerator now.
我问他，他们不告诉我，也不给我吃。他说这个东西给身体强壮，可以包治百病的。
I asked them, what is this? They would not tell me. They just said, well, this is something who could make you be so strong and make you not be sick.
一个星期以后呢，我这个电子邮件收到一个星期以后
，After I received this email a week later，
一个姊妹来到我们中间告诉我们
，And a sister who came among to us and told us that，
她说现在在她家里面的每一个房间都放着一个切得碎碎的洋葱
，And she said that now in my room in my house I have this finely chopped scallion sitting in each of them。
她说管她的，反正没有坏处。
Who cares? It doesn't harm anyway.
他听了我心里就在想。
When I heard this, I was thinking in my heart,
我说那么气味呢?
What about the smell?
到你们家不像跟老鹰家一样啊。
When I come to your house, doesn't it look like I come to...
老鹰就印度人的家里。
Oh, Indians.
因为我们叫印度人老鹰呢，对不对？我们叫老钟。
Because we are called Chinese, the old Chinese, they are called the good old Indians.
当然我没好意思跟这个姐妹讲了。
Of course, I, you know, it's embarrassing to tell her this.
你凭着信心，说不定就可以做到。
I, you know, I almost told her that just by faith, you could have made it not being sick.
我想最后还有两点哈，我觉得要讲完，否则的话，这个两小点了，因为否则这个信息不全的。
I still have two small points left. I feel I do need to make it clear to you all. Otherwise, my message is incomplete.
第一，如果我们回转像小孩子那个样式。
Now, first, if we are converted and become as children,
我们就能够很容易的接受神的福音，接受神给我们的开启，就得救进神的国。
It's very easy for us to receive the gospel of God, to be enlightened, and to go into the kingdom of God.
不光是进神的国，我们必须回转像小孩子的样式。
Not only that, for us to enter the kingdom of God, to be converted, to become like children.
就是在神的国，主耶稣说，也正是这样的人。
But even in the kingdom of God, as our Lord Jesus teaches that, it belongs to people like this.
为什么
？Why?
因为神要在得救人的身上，要给得救的人能够承受。他丰富的家产，那要彰显他的荣耀。
Because to all those who have received God, God wants to impart on this abundant inheritance on them for them to manifest His glory.
要达到这个目的，人必须要天国神国里的人必须要像张白纸或者一个个空空的容器。
So, for God to reach this goal, all the citizens in Kingdom Heaven have to be like empty vessels or like a piece of white paper.
不能有沾染世界上的污秽。
It should not be defiled from anything from this world.
所以小孩子就是这样的人，对不对？
And children are just like this. Isn't this right?
但是另外一方面呢？
But the other part to this is
圣经告诉我们
as the Bible teaches,
小孩子哈，他比较容易上当受骗，相对于大人来说。
Relatively speaking, children are more easily duped or being deceived.
有个什么怪异的教训来，他们就会像被风吹动的，会飘来飘去的。
If any strange doctrine should come to them, they will be just like it's just like a wind of doctrine, and children would be tossed to and fro.
为了承受神丰富的非常丰富的家产并且能够彰显他的荣耀
Now in order to receive this abundant inheritance and to manifest his glory
圣经说小孩子必须要在基督里面长大成人
The Bible teaches that children have to grow into maturity
不再吃奶要吃干粮
They should not take in milk anymore but to take in solid food
而且呢心要变得越来越敏锐能够分辨好歹
And the heart should become keener and keener to be able to distinguish bad from good
在这讲到要分辨好歹和我们平时间我们刚刚所说的分辨善恶有什么区别我想这个问题留给弟兄姊妹，如果你们愿意的话，你们自己去看为什么。
Now here we talk about to distinguish good from evil. How is this different from to distinguish the knowledge of the tree of good and evil? I will leave this to you to think about.
第二点。
Now the second point.
无论是小孩子还是大人
，whether children or adults，
我们身上。都有分别善恶树的流毒。
We all have this residue of poison of this tree of knowledge of good and evil.
其实神真正要的是比小孩子还要单纯，还要圣洁，像耶稣基督那样的人。
Actually, what God is seeking after is that, like Jesus Christ, his heart is really more simpler and more pure.
要清除我们身上的这些污秽。
to purge us from all the filthiness in us.
必须要用两样东西。
God has to use two things.
十字架和信心。
The cross and the faith.
神要像父亲那样的非常严格的管教我们，使我们可以渐渐长大，成为耶稣的样式。他用的方法是十字架。
As a father, God will strictly discipline us so that we could grow up into the image of Jesus Christ. And the very method he uses is through the cross.
而我们要心甘乐意去接受神给我们的管教，我们需要用的是信心。
As to us to willingly receive all the chastening from God, what we need is faith.
大家看到没有？我们得救进神的国，我们需要信心。
So do you see this now? For us to be saved, to enter kingdom of God, we need faith.
我们在神的国里边要渐渐的长大，成为耶稣的样式，也需要信心。
And in the midst of the kingdom of God, to grow into the image of Jesus Christ, we still need the same faith.
这就是圣经所告诉我们的始于信，就是相开，从信开始。
Now this is exactly what the Bible teaches. From faith, starting from saving faith,
中阶与信
and from faith to faith,
而且从头到尾都是像小孩子那样简单的相信。
From the beginning to the very end, like children, you simply believe with a simple faith.
这就是我们基督徒信心的一生。
And this is a Christian's life of faith.
好，我们大家低头祷告。
Please bow our head, let's pray.
我们在天上的父，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we really thank you and praise you.
你保守我们今天能够来到你的面前听你儿子的福音。
Because you have watched over us today so that we could come here to hear the gospel of your Son.
也谢谢你在我们的心中做开启、做触摸、做感动的工作。
We also thank you for the enlightening work, for the molding work,for the changing work you have been doing in us.
求你赐给我们一颗柔软的心，像孩子一样的心。
We ask that you will grant to us a soft, a gentle heart like children's.
使我们可以接受从你来的感动。
So we could receive the urging from you.
使我们可以得救进到你的国度里。
So that we could be saved into your kingdom.
你保守在座每一个还未曾认识你、接受你为他们救主的福音朋友们。
Watch over every one of the gospel friends who have heard of you but who haven't believed in you yet.
你这样祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们感谢主，他借着这个福音的信息啊，继续工作在啊我们的福音朋友当中。
We thank the Lord that through the sharing of His gospel, He continues to work in the hearts of our gospel friends.
啊，现在请大家看一下手上的周报。
Now we'd like to ask all of you to turn to the bulletin.
啊。左边各项聚会，大家自己看一下。
On the left-hand side, all of the weekly meetings and duties, we ask that the brothers and sisters look it over themselves.
在右边的报告事项里面，我们在第二项，我们需要几位弟兄能够帮忙整理会所外面的草皮。
On the right-hand side are announcements and prayer requests. Particular note, item two, we need six to eight people to help mow the lawn outside during the summer.
愿意有份热服事的请向朱学明弟兄登记。
If you have a heart to serve in this capacity, please speak with Brother Chu.
在第三项，孙国多弟兄将于5月份的第二个周末来到我们当中交通信息。
The next item, Brother Godwin's son will be sharing God's word with us on the second weekend of May.
是五月七号星期五晚上一堂，五月八号星期六有两堂，然后五月九号主日有一堂。
There will be one meeting Friday night, two meetings on Saturday, and another meeting on the Sunday from May the 7th through May the 9th.
啊，第四项就是成立退休会啊，请大家尽快的报名啊。
And the next item is if you are planning on attending the Memorial Day weekend retreat, we ask that you would please register as soon as possible.
好，我们现在欢迎我们新来的福音朋友或者弟兄姊妹们。
Now we'd like to welcome any new brothers, sisters, or friends that may have gathered among us for the first time.
在我左手边有没有第一次来到我们当中的
？Are there any on our left hand side?
左手边没有，右手边有没有第一次到
？On your right hand side.
好，欢迎。
Welcome.
Ah, 欢迎。还有。好，欢迎，还有没有？
Are there any others?
没有，好，我们聚会暂时停在这边啊。接下来我们在这楼上，这里有福音班，楼下有薄饼的聚会啊。请大家休息五分钟，我们就到楼下去。
This concludes our meeting time. We will have a gospel class upstairs and communion downstairs.